Gritty.
Okay, hit the gritty.
Absolutely.
I will say my favorite fruit to eat alone is watermelon, but my favorite fruit to eat with like a something on it is banana.
Peanut butter and banana.
Nutella and bananas.
Yeah, you put anything on a banana. Mm-mm.
Too good.
Mm-mm. Oh yeah.
Jabrana's been hitting that.
Papayas are also papaya. Papaya is another great fruit. I love a papaya.
Yeah, I might stop off at Star Market on my way home and pick up some fruit.
I was actually thinking the PSA kind of like gave like advertisement. Like, I want some dried fruit now. Yeah. Dates? I love dates. That's actually maybe my favorite fruit.
I love date cake. I make a date cake.
Guys, we're not invulnerable to propaganda.
Yeah.
But also,
I feel like
you know,
I'm the most vulnerable to propaganda, honestly.
Dried fruit is great, but it is spring. So we should really have I think there might be a fresh fruit one in here somewhere. Yeah. Oh, no, there's one about growing your own veggies.
Go to your
farmer's market, you guys.
Get some fruits.
Absolutely. Let's see. Where do you guys like to get inspiration from outside of other bands that you might listen to?
Probably just life experiences.
Yeah. Queer life experiences for Gia specifically.
I love it when people out their bandmates on air.
Yeah, big secret out. Gia's gay.
And she's the only one.
She's the biggest gay person in this room. I hate the break to y'all. I know she was trying to hide that real crazy.
You saying you would open bottles with your carabiner? Like, come on, girl. Anyone else?
Wait, what?
What are you gonna experience?
What inspires you outside of music? If that's a tough question, is there anywhere that you would like go if you're trying to farm inspiration for a song?
You know, I did remember reading that question, and honestly, no. Like, honestly, just like my crib, like my bedroom. Mm. I would like to go a lot of places, but not for the purpose of
actually
writing music.
Can I be honest? I feel like I write the most lyrics when I'm on the train.
That's kind of crazy.
I feel like I'm most inspired when I like see other people live.
Yeah.
I think a lot of times like a recording is like 10% inspiration if seeing someone live is like 100% inspiration.
I can feel that heavy.
I agree.
I feel like it's just so cool to see somebody who is so good at like playing their music or just writing really crazy stuff like live, where it just seems more almost like human. Yeah, like tangible, more human. Like it's more of like, oh, I could do this too, kind of, instead of just being like, I'm listening to recording, it seems like a little bit more detached.
Yeah, especially sometimes like with Spotify, and like that's why I love YouTube.
Yeah.
Where it's like you kind of just get detached and it's like faceless sound.
Yeah, for sure.
And it's like, oh, like that's just a person. Like, you know?
For now.
Like, no, it's a machine.
Yeah, facts.
While we were getting dinner.
I was talking to Nick about generative AI in music, is super. Yeah.
Can we not get into it?
Okay.
Please.
It's his job, bro.
Yeah. We don't have to get into it.
No, it's fine.
Yeah.
AI bad.
Yeah, someone commented. I used some AI art in one of my posts for last week's promo with Winkler, and they commented like, "Come on, Winkler, I expected better of you using AI art." I was like, "Oh no, don't worry, that wasn't them. That was all me." But like, listen, I'm a radio DJ. I'm all about like screw the algorithm, get some real authentic stuff. But AI art's kind of fun sometimes.
I feel like,
you know.
Have you guys used the AI Instagram filter? I love it. I'm like.
No.
Oh, the backgrounds.
Yeah, you can make
crazy
AI backgrounds. It's lit. I'm like Arctic Monkey like background. Not like the band, like the monkeys
like
in the Arctic.
The,
and then it'll put like five
like
monkeys surrounding
tub.
Me, and they're like, yeah.
Yeah, in Japan, yeah.
Yeah, in Japan, yeah.
Like the thermal pools.
Yes, exactly.
I am really annoyed by the Meta AI when you have to search up on Instagram, and now like if you just want to search up like an Instagram account, it's actually like, oh, do you want to actually insert a prompt to this AI.
Wait,
like,
what
no.
is that?
I don't know what it is. I don't want to know. I just want to go away.
I don't understand.
Like,
what are you supposed to say to it?
Like, it's like just chat. It's like another.
I'm looking for someone who,
LLM.
Like, I don't even know. Like, how do you even? I don't understand.
You can say like, what is Instagram the? You can just like ask it. It's the same as. It's just the large language. It's like the same as ChatGPT.
Yeah, it's kind of like what like Google and Bing are trying to do, where like you type in your question and. Like, there are going to be the results, like usual, but then it's also going to give you, like, an answer to your question that it generates.
But the search thing in Instagram.
Yeah, it's just a search browser in your Instagram.
So if I'm, like, Rock Band,
Yeah, I'll be like, well, yeah, Rock Band is a video game similar to Guitar Hero.
You can like search
cool
up
people, and then it gives
imagine
me
a time traveler. What does it say?
What? I hate this game.
Discovery.
I don't like this game.
I don't like this game at all.
What kind of games do you guys like?
No more.
Got any games? What's that? Okay, let's see. Games. We talked about games, party tricks. Do you guys have any good jokes?
Oh no, I always forget my jokes.
My like dream stand up bit is like, what's the deal with non alcoholic White Claws? Because that's just it's just sparkling water. They made it. And it's just like it's not
definitely fun. Been done before.
It's not fun. It's not funny. Like just saying it. The idea is funny. I don't have the right words to make it funny.
Yeah, you gotta like think of the backstory for it. Yeah.
But like not they made non alcoholic White Claws. And I'm like, why did they do this?
So LaCroix?
So just, yeah, sparkling water. But does it, like, taste a little bit like alcohol? Like, I'm not sure. I think that's funny.
That's a good question.
Yeah. They just, like essence of hand sanitizer.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, let's see. Let's see what else is on here. Songwriting process. We kind of went through that. It kind of happens, it sounds like. Where'd your name come from?
Our name came from our old bassist in high school. Before we started as a band, we played music together under the name Tommy and the Cables, which was his name, Tommy Cable. And then we were like, we're going to be really serious about music now. And so, like, and write our own songs. And, like, then we, like, were driving, and this older kid was driving us around, and there was a raccoon in the road, and we swerved it, and Tommy, like, I think was trying to say, like, Trash Panda and said Trash Rabbit. And we all thought that was, like, really funny. And I was like, that's such a good, like, band name for when we're, like, being serious. So that is how it came about. And then, yes.
I almost saw you guys on a bill with, like, three other bands that have trash in the name.
Yes. I know. Yeah. That show did get canceled by the police department. Yes. Thank you.
My question is, what's up with that? Why are there so many trash bands? Like great bands, but with trash in the name.
I don't know.
Like, I think you guys were here first.
Yeah, I was going to say we're the first, so I think everyone else just copied us after. Because obviously we've been together for 15 years, so like.
Yeah, for sure, yeah. I think people just love trash, bro.
Yeah, people love trash.
Oscar the Grouch over here.
Yeah.
What's your favorite part of being Trash Rabbit?
Getting on that stage.
Playing at Brighton Music Hall on Saturday at 7 p.m.
Be there.
I don't know.
I was going to say hang out with you guys.
Playing music with our friends.
Honestly, being forced to carve out time to spend with my friends.
Yeah, it's nice.
Sometimes it's crazy how I did when you guys were already spending time together and then I wasn't and then I met you guys and now it's every day.
And now we have now it's every day. It's crazy.
It's like, if only I'd known this originally. You guys you guys haven't released a new song on Spotify recently, except you have released two projects recently. You released a live album and a documentary. Mm-hmm. Let's start off with the documentary. What was the process like of making that? And also, if you guys want to promote it, where can people find it?
Yeah, so someone named Ash Zimmerman from BU DM'd us and was like, hey, I'm a film student, and for one of our classes, we have to pitch a documentary idea. And then I forget how many of those pitches got...
Half.
Half of the class's pitches got picked, and they were split into groups, and they wanted to basically pitch our band's story for a documentary, and they ended up getting it. And we filmed it over the course of a couple months. I think it was 3 or 4 months.
Mm-hmm. That long?
Yeah. We met up with them. Well, first we did a Zoom call to kind of get a basis of who we are and just kind of meet each other. And then we met up. And we kind of told them what events we had coming up and scheduled out interview dates and stuff like that. And they were so easy and awesome to work with. That's kind of how it happened. And so originally the documentary was only 15 or 20 minutes, but Ash was like, there's so much more to say.
This band's got a lot of history. They've been around 15 years.
Yeah. There's a ton of more to say. So then they
lot of events.
Very generously, like, made a longer cut of it, and that's the one that we put on our YouTube. So,
and it's called Escaping Rock Bottom.
Yeah.
And it's on YouTube.
By Ash Zimmerman. They're really awesome. So, they killed it. They edited it, filmed it with their friend Zach. Was their name?
No, Nick.
Nick.
Oh, Nick. Nick.
And then another Ash also.
Yeah, there was another Ash in the picture.
Yeah. And we got... I feel like we became really good friends with them, too. I mean, I haven't hung out with them in a while, but, like, if I were to see them in public, I'd be like, that's my freaking homie, so...
Ash is really great. Sweet. Ash, and I'm gonna give them a little more credit. Ash didn't just DM us; they emailed us.
Yes.
They're mad professional with it. So if you want filming done, hit up Ash. I don't know if they would do it. I don't actually know what they're like looking to film, but you should hit them up because it'd be really good if they did it.
And I know that their Instagram is in that YouTube video.
Yeah, yes. It's like Zimmerman Film or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I unfortunately only noticed that you had that out like 10 minutes before the radio show, so I got like halfway through. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I'm excited to watch the rest later.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're listening to this either live or after the fact and you want to find out more about Trash Rabbit, that's my recommendation.
We're Escaping extremely from interesting.
Yeah. I'll say,
like, I'm not just saying that.
Personality hire over here.
And your other do you were saying something?
Jabron was making a little joke.
Oh.
That was Jabron's joke.
The live album.
Album, right. So where did you film that? Or not film, sorry, record.
Well, it was also filmed. Oh. Yeah, it's on YouTube.
Also. Okay. That's another filmmaker who did that, or like videographer, Your Mom's Basement, Tony. Shout out to them.
Who also did our Tiny Desk.
Did our Tiny Desk submission. And yeah, that was a really cool project because it was just like a... Like, we were kind of approaching it kind of like as a audio tree sort of kind of thing. So Tony filmed it. We had people in the studio. Yeah, we had people in the studio also, which was really fun. Like, that's how we kind of like paid for the album.
Goodway Studios, right?
Yeah, Goodway Studios also helped film.
Yeah, they
helped film it also.
It was at the Record Co.
At the Record Co. And we just had kind of, I don't know, how many people came to watch us? Like, 10 maybe?
Probably, yeah.
Yeah, we have a group of fans who are underage and they can't come to our shows, so this was good because they could come to that. Shout out to our fans who are under 18. I was once like that, and it blew. I hated it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was... Tony reached out to us about doing it because they were wanting to do, like, an audio tree type situation. So, yeah, we just went to a studio, played a set... They record, everything was mic'd up, and they also sold some like 15 tickets or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
For some people to watch in the studio, and then we put on Spotify.
That's awesome, and it sounds great.
Yeah, Charlie.
Yeah,
and Ezra.
Charlie Burkett and Ezra.
They recorded it and, you know, mixed it and mastered all of it. It's great. It was a great opportunity to have some songs that we had before that maybe we weren't super happy how they sounded, like, done again, kind of like a live setting, and then we have a couple new ones on there too, which is nice.
I think it's also nice too to just have something that's like has that energy of being live and like off click and
yeah
just like organic, you know.
Berkeley loves to tell us our live music.
Critics have told us that our live music is our draw, not
critics,
our recorded music.
Berkeley Career Center.
I feel like
that's the.
I your feel recorded like music is not what is making you a band. That's good.
Thank you.
Thanks, Berkeley.
But we were talking about trying to do like a live, like drop a live version of like a song or something before Tony even hit us up.
Yeah.
And then they did, and we were like, "Oh, this is perfect." So yeah, it was like kind of meant to happen. Beautiful mm-hmm. fate moment.
Very serendipitous. Shout favorite word.
Oh, that's a good one. Good one.
There's also some new songs on that, so if you want to hear some new songs.
Elsewhere, cool. Cinderblocks.
Including
Kurt. Kurt.
Technically.
I really liked Kurt. I can't play it on air because it is explicit.
Sorry.
I love when that happens.
But yeah, I really enjoyed the discordant chords in it.
Thank
I
you.
Like, yeah, I love a little bit of discordant.
Just kind
of
like how it, like, Yes has like discordant chords.
Yeah. We could just play that. We're just like Yes, actually.
It was kind of proggy, guys. I don't know.
Check it out.
Let's hear YMB version Cinder Blocks, mm-hmm. and then we'll come back and wrap things up with a lightning round.
Cool. Uh-huh.
Perfect.
All right, that was just Trash Rabbit with Cinderblocks, their live version released. That was this year, right?
That was like a month ago.
Yeah, end of March. Very nice. Mm-hmm. Okay, now a lightning round. So for this, let's keep it to like one sentence or a one word. Or if you want to elaborate on it, you're welcome to. But that's the premise of the lightning round. So let's start off with dream musical collaboration.
Paramore,
yeah.
Yeah.
I'd say the same thing, actually.
Oh. Yeah, I didn't know if it was one question per person.
Yeah. I'm a think.
Probably Green Day.
Green Day, that's a good one.
Nice.
Or the Foo Fighters.
Yeah, I'd say Foo Fighters. Blink 182 would be crazy.
That'd be neat. I would see that, yeah. What musicians within your instrument inspire you?
Jaco, Joe Dart, and Charles Mingus.
Dave Grohl, John Bonham, Tony Williams,
Johnny Greenwood, John Frusciante.
John
Frusciante, I guess.
That's it. No one else.
I feel like it's kind of basic, but there was an era I was listening to so much Joe Satriani.
Mm-hmm. Ew, I didn't know this about you.
Yeah, I had a whole era of that.
Shred, yeah.
I know. Obviously, the guitarist from Paramore, Taylor York.
Oh, I knew his name. That's crazy.
Yeah.
If you could wake up tomorrow with the ability to play any instrument, what instrument would you choose?
This is real, because I'm about to buy a new instrument.
Ooh.
I'm about to buy a Mongolian fiddle.
Whoa.
And I'm really excited to learn how to play it, so I guess it would be that.
Cool. Is there a name for it?
Yeah, it's like called a Morin Hur.
Cool.
It's a very cool instrument.
Nice, I'll check it out.
I'm going to say drums.
Solid. Useful.
I can play piano, but I'd like to be really good at piano.
I'd love to be nasty at trumpet, bro. I feel like I've played like wind instruments before, and I played piano, and I played a bunch of different instruments, but I love
flex.
I've never been able to play brass like ever.
I play other things too.
You take my flute whenever you want, man.
I'd love to be able to do some Arturo Sandoval ripping, bro.
What is your best Halloween costume?
I didn't have anything. I was just thinking.
One year I dressed up as an ATM in like elementary school.
Nice.
I think when we did Blink 182.
Trash Rabbit dressed up as Mike 182 one year.
That's fun.
I dressed up as the emo kid from Horton Hears a Who.
Oh, good costume.
I dressed up as Daria, who is the main character of this like 90s cartoon that no one likes that I know, but I love it. And I also was a good one because she just has brown hair and glasses. And I think that was it.
What was the name of the cartoon?
Daria.
Beavis and Butthead spinoff.
Yeah.
I've seen clips from that.
And there was one
that was
really...
a Beavis and Butthead spinoff.
Oh, yeah.
That's crazy.
There was one that I just did that was good. That's it for now, though. I was straight one year.
That's fine.
Oh.
If you had to pick one word to describe Trash Rabbit, what word would you choose?
GSA.
GSA, that's a good one. Funny.
Chaotic.
I don't know.
Okay. I don't know.
Rock and roll.
Rock and roll. That's two.
Rock and roll.
That's
three words.
That's not too hyphenated. What kind of band are you? Rock and roll.
I like that.
What's your favorite song to perform?
Oof.
Rubberneck.
Mm.
Rubberneck as well.
I think for me right now, it's Ace.
Ace is a good one. I like Ace. We'll be playing. We were playing Enough Is yesterday, and I was like, this song's kind of fun.
Oh, yeah.
What's a song that you would like to cover, or are there any covers that you guys play currently that you enjoy?
We haven't done a cover in a
while. We did a Kesha cover one time. We did Your Love Is My Drug. I love that song. That song is bust. That's the best song ever.
One of my favorite covers that we've done is when we played the Pixies in Amherst basement.
Oh, love the Pixies.
I want to cover, I'm mentioning them again, this band Mannequin Pussy. They dropped a new album and they have a song on there called, it's like okay, okay, okay with like question marks and exclamation points. Mm. That would be crazy.
Can you say the name of that song with the inflection?
Okay.
The Reason by Hoobastank.
There's a song by Yes that I really want to cover.
It's 10 minutes long.
Don't worry. It's coming up.
It's 10 minutes long.
It's and you and I.
And you and I.
Yeah. I'm a mind reader. What can I say? All right. Favorite word.
I got one. I thought it was Brighton musical.
Saturday. I actually was going to say doppelganger. That's a fun word.
That's a good one.
Right? Yeah. Doppelganger?
Yeah.
It's crazy.
I like cul-de-sac.
Because
we were talking about it in French. It means butt of the sack. Butt of the bag.
I gotta go with my original entry, which is serendipitous.
It's a great one.
Since you brought French, I'm gonna go with Kuchilu, which is the Farsi word for little, and it just is so funny.
Kuchilu.
It sounds little. Did you guys hear about Kuchilu? Ooba and Kiki?
Yes!
Booba and Kiki. I wrote a piece of music actually about this for one of my classes one time.
Okay, wait, should we all say if we're Booba or Kiki?
Okay, go.
Okay, I feel like I'm Booba.
I don't know.
I feel like you're more Kiki.
Really?
A little bit.
Okay. I feel like I'm definitely Booba.
You're definitely Booba.
I feel like I'm Kiki or something.
Booba? I feel like I could be Booba.
Actually, no, you're giving Kiki for sure.
Kiki.
I feel like you're also Kiki.
Okay.
I feel like you gotta kind of be Booba though for that voice though. That voice is kind of
all just really like who has soft features and who has sharp features.
I feel like it's not just.
I think it's vibes.
It's more vibes. It's the more.
Sure. Maybe I just don't think deeply. I don't know.
Yeah, no, it's an aura.
It was. But it's so interesting. It's because this concept came up by like some like Norwegian sociologist, and he went to like different parts of the world and showed people who have different languages, Booba and Kiki, and they all were able to be like, oh, this is Booba and this is Kiki.
Yeah, so they had a drawing of Booba and Kiki, and Booba is very round, and Kiki is very angular, and they were, based off of the sounds, able to like, yeah, that one's Booba, that one's Kiki. Crazy.
Definitely.
Language has meaning beyond what we just give it.
Yeah.
Like, have you seen that etymology dude on TikTok? Have you seen that dude?
Oh, yeah, he's great.
Bro. Makes like bird languages.
We talked about the dolphin guy.
Yeah.
Favorite color?
Oh. Purple.
Blue.
Green.
Orange.
First concert you went to?
21 Pilots at the Janus Arena.
Justin Timberlake at TD Garden.
Justin Bieber, the Believer Tour at Madison Square Garden, 7th row. What's up?
Oh, yeah. Damn.
It's crazy.
Splash Zone.
Yeah, literally Splash
Zone. I'm a one up you. The B-52s with Cyndi Lauper. Mina second wins. Row.
No!
That's wild. That's a great first concert.
Thank you. I was a kid. I was a weird kid. I was 7. I was like, this is my favorite band.
Play Rock Lobster right now.
You had 7 years old.
Yeah, it was really weird. Strange. Like, who put this gun to me? Thanks, Dad.
What movie would you like to make the soundtrack for?
Oh.
The movie I made the soundtrack for.
Diary of a Wimpy Kid.
Some weird little, like, sci-fi. I would mess with making a sci-fi movie, like, soundtrack or something. Or, like, a horror movie soundtrack.
Ooh.
I would love to rescore, like, 2001, The Space Odyssey.
That's
okay, so okay, I was thinking in context of our band's music, but like,
either way.
If it was our band's music, it'd be like a
Diary of a Wimpy Kid,
bro. Or like a 2000 or like a early 2000s, like,
oh my god,
like
Scott
Pilgrim.
Scott Pilgrim, I don't like that movie, but Scott Pilgrim, or like Superbad, bro. Like, I think like a Jonah Hill, like,
yeah,
I actually used to really like the idea of like film scoring, but wow, I actually can't answer that, so. Okay. I guess I didn't like it that much.
I think that either of those, Diary of a Wimpy Kid or Scott Pilgrim, you guys would definitely kill it just in the soundtrack. Yeah,
so good.
Yeah. I feel like we give Loaded Diaper vibes, bro.
That's
what
I'm saying. They have a band.
Loaded Diaper. Is that the song?
Yeah.
What's the other than what you heard from Berkeley's career center, which is also kind of wild because I feel like I don't know, career centers, like, I don't know.
Yeah, we got a lot to say.
No, I like some people there a lot.
We've gotten some help. We've also gotten no help.
Yeah, no, sounds like
I wonder if anybody from Berkeley is hearing this.
Hi, Berkeley.
They're like, wow, we were about to help you, and then you said all that. Give me a retroactive
scholarship right now.
It sounds like it could be either really helpful or not.
That's exactly the way.
It's also just too expensive.
Yeah. But on that note, what's the best advice you've ever been given?
Oh my God. Honestly, I really take a lot of advice to heart. Well, actually, that's not to say I follow it, but I like hear it and I'm like, this is really good. And I instantly forget. But today, I don't think
that's what taking things to heart means.
Today, you heard the best advice no, in your life.
She stores it in there.
I heard on TikTok. this woman was like, don't like completely like, close an opportunity you don't immediately get. Like, the context was that someone like got rejected. This woman was stitching a video of a person who got rejected from working at TJ Maxx, and they were like, it's probably because of my tattoos, like, thanks TJ Maxx, blah, blah. And the woman who was stitching it was like, don't, like, now you've like completely blown off your like opportunity of TJ Maxx hitting you back if someone gets fired that they want to like hire you. Like, it's just that vibe. Don't like burn a bridge that like you like, don't like destroy a door that was like initially closed.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
Yeah.
Huh.
I think one of my favorite pieces of advice is that I met this dude at the skate park who like just lived out of his car and had been living out of his car since he was like 18. He's like probably like 40. And like I was telling him about like Berkeley and like jazz and trash rapping, and I just remember him just he was like, you gotta keep doing you like until you can't anymore. And I was like, that's real.
Well, that's good.
That's a good one.
And that's because that's what he's doing.
What do you do after
just
that?
Just skate around. Like, that was his whole thing, is just skate around the country. Like,
facts. What do you do after
like, that? Like, have enough money to put gas in your car and eat, and that's all that he needs. Like that's him. And he's just going to do him until he can't do it anymore. I was like, you know what? That's what I'm going to do. Because there are so many people who don't do that.
Facts.
Mm-hmm. Got to be true to yourself.
Mm.
When you're not working on music, what do you like to do for fun?
Skateboarding.
I love to play basketball with my friends.
I love to cook food.
I'm a big fan
of the cooking.
I like to cook as well, not as deeply, but and I like to go to the gym because I need the safest form of like exercise possible. But I do like it. I just like to hang out with my friends a lot.
Yeah, that too.
I love hanging out with my friends.
I've recently started a thing where I meet up with my friends every Sunday and play basketball. It's pretty fun.
I'm gonna
try to get
watch.
These guys to come.
I'm gonna come and watch.
Maybe this Sunday.
Last time that happened, someone broke their ankle.
That wasn't the last time. That was like
last
year.
Oh my God! Yeah.
Who broke their ankle?
Andrew,
our friend Andrew.
Oh my God.
He was trying to ollie over something. He's good at skating.
We were
he ollies.
Skate.
Oh, Nick.
He wasn't even skateboard. I mean, he wasn't even playing basketball. But yeah, that's fun.
I used to skateboard.
Yeah. And then you took an arrow to the knee.
I took a lot of
took a ground to the
I took some ground to everything. The head, to the hand, to the butt. Like, it was over for me.
If you could be any kind of tree, what kind of tree would you be?
Oh, a willow tree.
Good one.
I want to be one of those big redwood trees.
I'll be a mangrove in, like, the ocean, half in the ocean, half out of the ocean.
Oh, that's fire.
Cool. I want to be, like a pine tree in the Pacific Northwest. Mm. You know, it's rainy. They be getting hella water. They're so well hydrated. I want that. That's the best place to be a tree.
Yeah, unless you get cut down and turned into paper or houses.
No, you're right. No.
But yeah, the ones that they don't cut down are really pretty.
Yeah, for sure.
So be one of those. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Coolest venue you've been to, not necessarily played at.
I really liked, what's the theater that's right across from the Royale? There's a theater like a little bit down the street.
Is it Orpheum?
Yeah.
I think I saw.
I thought it's like Wang Theater.
Oh, the Wang Theater's another one.
Wang Theater. I saw Lord at the Wang Theater. That was beautiful.
The Orpheum Theater is pretty cool too, though.
Yeah, I haven't been in there.
I went there,
but
I
Wang
Mac
Theater
DeMarco
was really nice.
One time.
Mac Miller.
Mac DeMarco. I at the Orpheum one time.
Ooh. But yeah, saw Lord there, Wang. Yeah. Really cool.
What was another cool venue?
Wait, I really want to go to Red Rocks.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Red Rocks is crazy. I really want to go there.
I'm gonna go there so bad.
The YouTube globe.
Yeah, the sphere.
Oh my god, the sphere. Yo,
Fish just played at the sphere, bro. I know people were doing fish bowl. I know people were doing whips in that parking lot, bro.
That's tough. Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, the thing looks like a big balloon.
That's crazy. Yeah.
What is your favorite quote?
I do like "There is nothing new under the sun." Mm-hmm. I do like that one.
I'm gonna mention Paramore again. They have a song, and the lyric is "Fall in love with yourself." Think about that a lot. Very good. Fall in love with yourself.
It's beautiful. I'm in love with myself. I love when RuPaul says at the end of Drag Race, "If you can't love yourself, how the hell are you gonna love anybody else?"
Oh, true. That's good.
I love when RuPaul says, "Whoever smelt the finger, if you point the finger, you gotta smell it."
Yeah, I love when RuPaul says somebody asked him about fracking.
Fracking. I love when RuPaul says I frack a lot.
It's actually his husband.
Sorry.
In their ranch in like. I just get all gay people gay. What's your favorite quote, Nick?
I don't know, man. Now I'm trying to think of like song lyrics because I guess song lyrics are also quotes.
They have a quote on the Black Parade.
They do
on next to the train.
On the train we were walking, they have a quote from the song
Black
Parade.
What's
and then
what
it says
quote?
Pee pee poo poo next to it, which is pretty funny.
I'm just a man. I'm not a hero. I'm just a boy.
Just like our
yeah.
That has a Black Parade quote on it. I like the quote on our friend's grave that says, "Your memory will carry on."
And it's a Black
Parade. And it's from MCR, the band.
It's a pretty one.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah.
I don't know what to say. I'm sorry. I got that's how far I got in your documentary.
And oh my god!
Oh my god! My radio show.
I gotta talk to him.
Ew. He's imagine coming on like that's gross. Crazy. Like,
don't spoil it.
Life is so beautiful, guys.
I think that I have a rather fitting favorite quote to add right there, which is, just remember, no matter where you go, there you are.
I like that.
That's kind of I have a tattoo that says "Be where you are," and it's a Muna.
And that's not your favorite quote. It's crazy.
No matter where you are. Wait, what
I
was
have
it?
One.
What
I have one.
No matter where you go, there you are.
Okay.
If you love me, you should tell me in a lavender field.
So all the bees can bear witness to all the love I feel.
Shout out to Edward Glenn.
That's our friend. That
aw, that's ooh. So cute.
It's the only tattoo I'd ever get.
I would get that. Right.
Wow.
That's so sweet.
Wherever you go, there you are.
Yeah, it's from the movie Buckaroo Banzai.
Oh.
Yeah.
Whoa, that sounds like a crazy movie.
It's like an 80s sci-fi alien whoa, nuclear whoa.
I
scientist.
Would be a Bonsai
like
tree.
Cowboy Bebop vibes?
More Cold War.
Oh.
Yeah, so okay. it's like on Earth in the
80s. Oh, gotcha.
But like with space aliens, but very like nuclear scare. I haven't watched it in years.
Oh.
Very yeah. Really really
Buckaroo
fun.
Bonsai?
Yeah. And that's like the aliens from the eighth dimension or something like that. Yeah, and he just says, just remember, hey, now there's no reason to be mean because just remember, no matter where you go, there you are. And that's a great reason to not be mean.
I yeah. like that, honestly. Aww. I do like that. Damn, they put that in a movie about aliens. That's crazy.
The aliens are.
Well, okay, so that's been Trash Rabbit. They're playing at the Brighton Music Hall on Saturday. You should all go and see them. If you liked their recorded music, apparently they're even better live.
Yeah, certified quote from people
yeah.
that run Berkeley. Certified quote. You
and if
guys
you like
are
the
better
band,
live.
Yes, you should go to the Brighton Music Hall on Saturday because Yes is playing. We are opening for Yes.
Yeah, so we're opening for Yes, actually.
I'm gonna shout out Joel in the other room because he's in one of the top Yes cover bands.
Wow.
Oh, really?
How do you become a top? Is there like a competition?
They're just like the best one.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah.
I did see recently.
Not it. He's
I recently
one of,
did see like there was like a whole music festival for Grateful Dead cover bands.
Oh, well, that just, makes sense.
But I was, just, and then I think it got canceled, and I was just like, how?
That also kind of.
How do you headline a Grateful Dead? Like, are you just the best Dead? Like
the Grateful Dead comes out.
Yeah, the Grateful Dead comes out.
It's Dead and Curse. John Mayer comes out at the end.
Yeah, John Mayer.
He is the best Grateful Dead cover band. Is John Mayer right there?
I feel like Grateful Dead is kind of like the ship of Theseus.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, just because, like, you know, they keep switching out parts and eventually there won't be any original parts, but, like, it's still the Grateful Dead.
That's, yeah, facts, I feel
yeah.
like.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, do you guys have any final words of wisdom? Oh, where can people find you? What are your socials?
Instagram, trash_rabbit with 2 T's at the end.
Website, if you want to buy tickets or see, buy merch or anything, www.trashrabbit.live. .com.
Yeah, and no, we're on YouTube too. Ooh. If you want to see our faces, you want to see what we look like.
We're
yeah.
huge on YouTube. We have like 300 subscribers. And good. Our music's on all streaming platforms. Yes. DistroKid.
Yes. Bandcamp, all that.
And if you're like a real person, Bandcamp.
Trash Rabbit. We're Trash Rabbit.
Not Trash Panda. Yes. It's a rabbit.
Not Trash Robot. Not Trash. What are the other ones?
Ted Rabbit is another one that I've seen. That's crazy. But Ted Rabbit is just
I know that, that one of the bands playing wasn't actually Trash. It was Bike Thrasher.
Oh, yeah.
Which
yeah,
does
yeah,
look
yeah,
like
yeah.
Trasher. But
yeah. Yeah.
And then there was another Trash in there. But
well, we're a we are Trash yeah. Rabbit, and we love you.
We love Trash.
And we love Trash like Rabbit. Do you guys like recycling?
I love recycling, and yeah. even more than love recycling, I love composting. I wish we were a compost rabbit.
Yeah, I was thinking about that. He could talk about this for a while.
I wish we were a compost rabbit.
I don't like, I would love to recycle, but actually nothing in, I think, the state of Massachusetts is genuinely recycled. Yeah. So I actually am not, I'm not a fan of the current recycling situation at all. And I honestly wish I wrote a PSA on that.
Yeah. The compost thing is... I gotta do another one this hour. I'll keep an eye out for recycling. But yeah, I mean, it's tough, you know, mixed recycling, it's just mixed and going to the same place and not being recycled. Yeah. Mm. Well, on that note, everyone check out Trash Rabbit. I'm going to finally play And You and I. So if you are still listening.
Yes.
Here is the 40-minute old song request. Thank you for calling in.
sad creature nailed upon the color door of time. Insane teacher, be there reminded of the rhyme. There'll be no mutant enemy, we shall certify. Political ends, our sad remains will die. Reach out as forward taste begin to enter you.
Horse Jumper of Love with Orange Peeler. A request from Gia in Trash Rabbit. Thank you again to Trash Rabbit for coming in. It was a pleasure having you guys in the studio. I know that I promised a recycling PSA, but I couldn't find one. So here is our fresh fruit PSA following up on our dried fruit PSA. Are you looking for sweet, great tasting snacks that are also healthy for you? Try eating fresh fruits. A is for apricots, B is for black cherries, C is for cantaloupe. These days, many grocery stores have more kinds of fresh fruit than there are letters in the alphabet. The edible skin of fruits like apples can be a terrific source of healthy, cancer-fighting dietary fiber, while others, like bananas, come in convenient, ready-to-peel natural packages, so you don't even need to wash your hands to eat them. Plus, their wrapping is completely compostable. So, if you are looking for a sweet, tasty, and healthy treat, remember, eating pretty much any kind of fruit is going to be better for you than candy or a processed snack. A public service message from all the fruits and nuts here at WMFO in Medford. Tufts Educational Radio. I am Mellow Max. You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. My show is highly recommended, full of all of the music and things that I recommend highly. Coming up next is On the Town with Mikey D, full of Boston's best local music. On air from 9 until midnight, they're going to have a live band starting at 10:30. They're here every week. I'm here every week. Medford is here every week. And so is Tufts. Except for summer break. And then Tufts goes somewhere else. Where? I don't know. Maybe it goes to Tawa, where there is a Tufts satellite campus. Where else might Tufts go? Maybe it goes into our hearts. Maybe into our minds. Maybe somewhere else, somewhere deeper, somewhere that we cannot know. Are you lost? Maybe you are where Tufts is. Maybe Tufts is lost, or will be, or wasn't. I haven't been listening to a lot of music lately. I had like 3 songs on this playlist that weren't by Trash Rabbit, and that's about it. That's an understatement. Maybe 5. Thank you to whoever called in and requested And You and I, because that ate up a beautiful 10 minutes of air time that I didn't have anything to fill. I've been listening, instead of music, to a lot of Welcome to Night Vale, because it's 2014 again, and we're back on Tumblr, and that's what's happening. I don't know. I don't know what that says, but I've been enjoying it immensely. It's a very fun podcast. Been listening to it at 1.2 times speed. Been trucking through it, and hopefully I finish it soon, and I can get back to listening to highly recommended music that I recommend highly to you guys. Coming up next, a song that was recommended by Trash Rabbit. Here is Sophie Truax with Nonchalant.